A Washington state court says you can see the video of the fatal shooting at Seattle Pacific University last year. Yesterday, the Court of Appeals ruled that state law requires the videos to be released to King TV, Cairo TV, and the Seattle PI, with some partial editing to protect some identities. Representing those local media with the law firm Davis Wright Tremaine is Eric Stahl. I asked him why, even now, a year and a half after the shooting, why it's important for us to be able to see it.
Well, first of all, to me, it's not a question of what purpose it serves to watch it. To me, it's a question of who gets to decide what public records we get to see or not see. State law, and this is crystal clear, that the people don't give that decision to public officials or private institutions or anyone else. The statute says in black and white that the people do not give public servants the right to decide what is good for them to know and what is not good for them to know. Two trial judges and the Court of Appeals have found the public has an obvious interest in this matter generally. It implicates public concerns over the safety of students in our community, issues about access to guns and mental health care in this society. I think there's a specific public interest in how the shooting occurred, how it was stopped, and in whether the official account of the event is accurate.
What do you make of the concern that release of this video could, for example, inspire copycat killers?
I mean, there is some science on this, and I'm not an expert on it, but no causal link has ever been shown between media coverage of one incident and a copycat crime. And in this particular case, we have an incident where a bad guy with a gun was stopped by a good guy without a gun, and I think that the public has an interest in seeing what that looks like as well.
Does it ever bother you to see a local TV station play a gory video over and over?
To me, that's again, it's not the issue. The question is who gets to decide whether to show it, and I don't know that any of the stations will or will not show the gory parts. To me, the important point is people can decide whether to watch it or not. Reporters can decide, and stations and newspapers can decide whether to show it or not, and the people get to decide what to make of it.
Would it be enough if police just put this on their website in a web video format?
That's a long answer to that question. I mean, I think as Seattle Police Department has been doing recently, I think there's a lot to be said for proactively releasing public records before reporters and the public have to ask for it. In this case, the incident now happened a year and a half ago, and we still don't have the video. We had yesterday's decision, but the videos still haven't been released because there are still avenues left for further appeal. But I think if you look at the example of the Seattle Police Department, where they've started their own YouTube channel and are proactively posting newsworthy videos in the public interest on their channel before being asked, I think that would help with transparency and be a good thing in terms of public access.
Finally, Eric, you said that there may be value in seeing violence in an unvarnished form. What do you mean by that?
Well, and again, I don't want to say that anyone should or should not want to see this particular video. I think people can decide for themselves. But I think one of the arguments that can be made for public access to this is that people are entitled to get an unvarnished view of what violence and gun use actually looks like, and to see the evil that was perpetrated here that day. Again, some people may decide not to watch, but I think there's an argument to be made that it's important to see violence for what it is and not the sanitized action movie version that we usually get.
Seattle attorney Eric Stahl with the law firm Davis Wright Tremaine. He represents King, Cairo, and the Seattle PI in this case. And yesterday, a Washington State Appeals Court agreed with him that state law requires the release of videos of last year's shooting at Seattle Pacific University, with some identities withheld from that video. The accused shooter, Aaron Ibarra, has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, and he's being held without bail.